How's Sioux City, Iowa today?
How you been, my friend?
You know, I'm here in Cleveland. I'm looking out the window. There's snow outside. And it's exciting to be here to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction broadcast tomorrow night on HBO.
We being a classic rock radio station, we get a lot of the complaints, if you will, this, that, and the other thing. And I've talked about this over the years with you. So it's always fun to have you spend some time with us. But you've got this show coming up tomorrow. Is it tomorrow on HBO, the induction ceremony?
It is. It's tomorrow night. Saturday night will be the premiere. It'll be on HBO and then HBO Max. And it'll run for a couple weeks like it always does, but boy, the premiere is tomorrow night. It is not to be missed. It was an incredible ceremony, 6 hours of music and emotional speeches, and it's going to get edited down to about half that length and delivered via HBO to everybody's households.
We're talking with Greg Harris, the CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we just had Judas Priest come through here a couple of weeks ago in their 50 Heavy Metal Years tour, and they haven't missed a beat, man. How'd they sound?
They sound unbelievable. Their performances at the ceremony just were incendiary, not only in sound, but they had all the pyro going on stage, and Rob Halford is just a treasure. He has that vocal range that's still there. He defines the role of a heavy metal singer, and if that wasn't enough, he came on stage later and sang a duet with Dolly Parton on Jolene, which kind of blew the house down.
You know, I remember when I talked to you a couple of years ago when you inducted Whitney Houston, but not Pat Benatar. You kept saying, hey, Benatar's time is coming, but Whitney Houston is. And, of course, all of our callers and stuff are saying, Whitney Houston in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But when you announced that Dolly Parton was going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the venom started flowing, and not that we don't love Dolly Parton, but we're just wondering where she fits with Jolene going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that's always been a question. I'm sure you get asked a lot. What happened when you announced that Dolly Parton was going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Did you take a little guff for it?
What was interesting was a lot of people got it. They were thrilled and excited for Dolly. And they said, you know, Johnny Cash is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Bill Monroe, Hank Williams, the pillars of rock and roll are blues, gospel, and country, and Dolly is an important figure in those pillars. Or they said she's a female artist that was a pioneer as a songwriter. She left Porter Wagoner, her mentor, to launch her own career, and she's had a really wonderful, successful career. So her attitude, her swagger, everything she meant to young people. So they really got it. There were a few folks that primarily, I think, that always feel like it should be all hard rock, and it isn't necessarily Dolly that they don't agree with. Sometimes they don't agree with anything that isn't, you know, for guys with guitars. So rock and roll is that, but it's so much more, and this induction class had so much of that with, you know, Lionel Richie, with Eminem bringing the noise and the power, and with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, the great producers, and with Dolly Parton.
Well, we had been hearing, you know, again, we're a classic rock radio station, so it's like, well, you're not going to hear Led Zeppelin get into the Country Music Hall of Fame. What in the heck is this all about? Now, you and I have talked about this in the past. For those that may not have heard our talks before, you've got rap, you've got pop, you've got blues, you've got... Tell me about the mission statement, if you will, of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You know, rock and roll is a big tent. It's inclusive. And it's more than just a singular sound. It's a spirit and it's an attitude. And I will challenge anybody, you know, Johnny Cash is in the Country Music Hall of Fame, but he certainly fits in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For him, flipping off record companies and kicking out the footlights at the old Ryman Auditorium, that's all attitude and spirit. You then translate that to other types of music. Eminem's voice is a voice of rage and change and power. And you just work your way through. And rock and roll is always changing, that attitude and spirit. Each generation defines it their own way. And each time, and that means the composition of the inductees is always going to be changing. And it doesn't say that one type of music is more valued than others. It's all great. And in our book, it's all rock and roll.
Let's talk about the show coming up tomorrow on HBO. You've got a great lineup, obviously. I've seen magic happen on these shows. I watch it every year. One of the best live renditions I think I've ever seen was when you had ELO out there doing Rollover Beethoven with Chuck Berry. And I love this show. So tell me in a recap what's going on that we're going to get for tomorrow night's show.
Oh, boy. Well, you're going to see see some of those mashups that will blow you away. You know, when Dave Grohl walks out on stage and duets with Lionel Richie and plays the lead guitar, everybody was shocked. And then when Springsteen came out and performed with John Mellencamp in honor of Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, high moments. The Eurythmics just burned it down. Duran Duran sounded exceptional. You know, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo have just really brought it. It felt like they were 22-year-olds again on stage and just cranking. So, incredible moments. I would tell folks to tune in. If you can record it, because you're not going to want to miss a minute.
We're talking with Greg Harris, the CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Greg, every year. And you know, I got into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so I'm still waiting for my call from the Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Can you work on that? I'd sure like to get in.
Well, you know, there's 49 more states to go.
You take care of yourself. Summer, I'm going to try to get out there, and maybe I can have you on the show, and we'll just do the whole show together from the museum out there. And speaking of which, for those that have never been there before, you can go online and kind of see some of the stuff that's happening at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You can. Well, first, when you come out, use our radio studio. We'd love to have you do a remote from our place. And for those that are planning a trip, we just launched something with Google Arts and Culture, where you can actually walk around the museum online. And there's a bunch of other stuff online. In particular, if you know teachers or you run into teachers over Thanksgiving in your family, tell them to go to rockhall.com and look up our educational resources. They're all free, and they help teachers teach math, science, social studies using rock and roll. So it's all at rockhall.com.
You've got the coolest job in the world, and I always appreciate spending time on our program, Greg. And I wish you well. I'm looking forward to seeing the show tomorrow night. I'll be there.
Super. Have a great day, and best to you for the Thanksgiving holiday.
You too, my friend. Take it easy.